from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What would you like to say about the White Sox pummel the Yankees 12-2, 10-run win for the Chicago White Sox last night? Mr. White Sox, what would you like to say about the White Sox win last night that you were laying in bed watching last night, and they were so good that they prevented you from getting to sleep early?
Like, I needed to see, I needed to make sure with my own two eyes that we saw this one in, you know, because I was never fully comfortable, even as they were tacking on run after run after run. I was like, because you saw how the game started, right? Aaron Judge hit that double, and I was like, oh yeah. It's only a double. So
I was kind of like, oh, we're getting to see what we paid to see. Like, it's Aaron damn Judge. I kind of want to see him belt the baseball.
And so you see that. You see their starting pitcher, Kai Bush. He's like, watch this. I'm going to walk 7 guys, and yet when I leave the game,
watch this.
The White Sox are going to be up. Like, how often does that happen? A starting pitcher walks 7 guys, and he only gives up a run.
Dude,
look, two runs.
Check me out, Haw. Check this out. 11 on the day for the Yankees. They walked 11 times altogether. 9 hits, 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. But when you walk 11 times, you're supposed to win the game. What an outlier that is. That's amazing.
The Sox scored 12 runs. That's a season high, 12 runs. They belted out 18 hits. That's a season high.
Mm-hmm. Keep it going.
18 Amen. Hits. They beat the Yankees by 10 runs for the first time since 2009. Like, things happened in this game that seemed like an anomaly, but they took the Yankees behind the woodshed.
They did.
And just beat them down.
They let it out for
sure. It was a mollywhopping.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what.
I don't know what a mollywhopping is.
It was the White Sox best game of the season. And I don't think it's close.
Well, it's to add to all the best of
the superlatives.
The superlatives. It's the largest margin of victory for the White Sox this year. In fact, 10 runs would probably be the largest margin of victory for a lot of teams. The Sox just got it all over with in one game. Will the Sox crash and burn tonight? Of course, right? They're going to lose by 10. Or are we looking at some sort of, because they were hinting at it last night in the postgame show. Little bit of magic with Grady Sizemore. Like, Ozzie and Chuck were doing the thing that, you know, where you say, oh, they're getting that little bit of a boost. And it's ironic because this is the first time that they've won under Grady Sizemore. But having watched all of those games, they have played pretty well in those games. The comeback against the Cubs on Friday. They only lose 3-1 to the Cubs on Saturday. And then they did their business last night. I got to tell you, when a team is that bad, and I've seen this with managerial or their coaching changes in this town forever, I don't really fall for the sentiment of it when a new guy comes in and he gets his first win. But for some reason, maybe because the White Sox are just so broken, I was happy for Grady Sizemore. I mean, this is a bankrupt team at this point. I mean, they're gone and they're trying to redo it. But I actually felt good for Sizemore. Because you could tell he was giddy.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark. Yeah. It sounded like you were rooting for the demise and downfall for the Sox playing against the Yankees tonight when you're like,
oh, because I wanted to see the Yankees hitters.
Can we talk about Jonathan Cannon real quick? That's tonight's starter for the White Sox.
Yeah.
Jonathan Cannon, over his last three games.
Okay.
A minute 1.89 ERA. He has been balling. He has also gone at least six innings in each of those starts. I like the Sox tonight.
Oh, okay.
I like the Grady Sizemore effect, as it were.
Oh, you are buying it. You want to go join Chuck and Ozzy on that set.
Well, here's why.
Okay.
Not just last night's explosion. I didn't know if it would happen, but I felt like there was the tide was starting to turn. Because the Cubs have been playing very good baseball, correct?
Sox?
Yeah. No, the Cubs. The Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs have been playing very good. Sorry, look down for a second.
So the Cubs went to Guaranteed Rate Field Friday and Saturday. And they were tested by the White Sox.
Yeah.
The Sox put up a fight.
Yeah. I mean, the Cubs did get out to a 6-run lead on Friday.
And then the Sox did what?
No doubt. They came back and they did the same thing the Cubs did last night. They came all the way back. They may as well won, but they did not because Luis Robert was missing really
easy
pitches.
Because bad teams find... Oh, wait, Luis. Speaking of Luis Robert Jr., what were his stats from last night?
I don't even know. How do you do?
Oh, he didn't play.
I didn't think so. I was like, I can't even remember a Luis Robert moment from the night.
So,
yeah. Oh, interesting.
I'm saying, I your best hitter doesn't play and you belt out a season high in runs and hits.
Yeah. Okay. So you're calling for it right now. Bench Luis Robert. Is that what you're saying right
now? That's not what I'm saying.
I think that's what you just said.
I think he needed a day off after going 0 for 10 with, six strikeouts in his last couple of games?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I've been in situations, too, where I could have used a day off. So, it goes both ways. Yeah, I didn't want to come out. You know, I was that guy. But I was also that guy who was lost at times, too. I'm not saying that he is. But I think that, you know, I want to be mindful of what he's gone through. You know, he's not that far removed from that injury. And he's come back really fast from that. And I still think he needs to get his legs back underneath him. And I think, I want to just give him some time to just think and work on some stuff today and not have to worry about that translating into the game tonight.
So, listening to Grady Sizemore pregame explain why Luis Robert Jr. was out of the lineup.
Okay.
And his team performed.
Yeah.
So, if you're Grady Sizemore right now, did you see the joy, the euphoria on his face after that game? It's his first major league
win. No, that's what I was saying. Like, I don't know much about Grady Sizemore, the person, but he was genuinely happy, and I could tell, like, I watched the whole post-game press conference, and I was happy for the guy.
You know, last year he was working a $15 an hour internship.
Really? I'm so confused on what this man has been doing. Was he not the Sox assistant hitting coach
this year? This year he was... But last year, he wanted back in baseball, and he was like, I just need a job. And the Diamondbacks like, oh, well, we have this $15 an hour internship.
Yeah.
Where he apparently impressed front office members and everybody else.
Okay.
So, listen, I just, as a White Sox fan, can you just let us have this one today, Mark?
Absolutely. No, I got, Gavin Sheets was a monster last night, just a doubles machine. My guy, I said it yesterday, who are you watching for on the... Corey freaking Lee.
So Corey Lee.
Your pick to click, huh?
That's my pick to click.
Listen, Corey Lee, here's why I think it's different now. In the same game, Corey Lee hits a home run and then lays down a perfect bunt down the third base line for a base hit. And I'm like, oh, this is a different brand of baseball than what I've been watching for the last two seasons.
I see your Corey Lee home run, and I raise you a Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin, after not throw the ball home. After not doing that, he had what turned into, when he hit the 3-run homer last night, that's where it started to become a blowout. I always look more closely at the stuff that happened before a blowout because it's easy to just look at a scorecard. Oh, Brooks Baldwin, 3-run homer. But no, More credit to Gavin Sheets and Corey Lee, and for the White Sox doing it against a pretty good pitcher last night in Luis Gil. Luis, don't call me Gil, Gil. So it was a good night for the White Sox.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.